This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
Now, sticking with the cultural theme for today, we are going to be touching base with our regular cultural correspondent, Alistair Anderson, but with a twist today, because Alistair has been doing some global gallivanting into the Commonwealth, and he joins us, Alistair, from the UK.
I'm back in Joburg, but recently returned. How are you, Benji?
Very, very well. Okay, Alistair, I'm glad to hear that you are back, and very much nice to have you. So tell us, what is big, bright, and beautiful in the Rainy Isles?
Well, they just had a very good summer. You know, the school holidays just ended there in August. It wasn't as hot as they predicted, you know, but they did have days of hitting about 35, 36. And obviously in England, it's also very humid in summer. So I went and actually watched a concert there. I watched Korn playing at Gunnersbury Park in London, and I saw people passing out from the heat. It doesn't quite have the same tree cover that maybe an Emerentia Dam has. But yeah, England's definitely picking up. There's been quite a recovery in the property market, stronger than the rest of Europe. It's got to better than pre-COVID levels. And it seems like there's also just positivity because the Labour Party's come into power. And even though everyone's critical of everybody, they seem to like Keir Starmer.
So I was kind of ask about that, because, you know, if you've watched anything about the UK in the last sort of month or so, on the one hand, there is this aspect, as you say, about the Labour Party and Keir Starmer. But on the other hand, you know, it's the way that social media and the media kind of been portraying it, looks like the place has been on fire. Is that something that you found while you were there?
Yeah, you know, before I went, there was obviously that whole incident, a terrible multiple attacks and murders, you know, there where those girls at the Taylor Swift dance class. And then the wrong thing was spread on social media, so people thought it was, you know, a migrant when it actually wasn't. And then there were those riots, but they seem to stop relatively quickly. You know, I think the police operate very well in the UK. They know what they're doing. They try not to use force, but they arrested a lot of people. So you wouldn't have thought that there were riots going on when you were walking around London or Windsor. Or also was, I mean, maybe London is just a more accommodating city than other parts of the country. But yeah, I didn't see any negativity. And I mean, I also went into Ireland, and you know, you hear about Ireland's migrant crisis because it's a small country, so many people coming. And there also weren't signs of tents and things like that. So just positivity around the British Isles.
Okay, well, that's certainly good to hear. So you went to Korn, and that's on the music scene. But of course, you know, the Brits and to some extent the Irish are great for their museums. Did you manage to check in any of those?
I tried to go to the Natural History Museum, but there was about 300 people in the queue at 9 in the morning on a Saturday.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think it's because it was raining. The one day it rained while I was in London, which made sightseeing a bit tricky. But I did manage to go to Madame Tussauds the next day on the Sunday, which, I mean, if you ever get an opportunity to go to Madame Tussauds, go to the one in London. It's incredible. And so up to date. I mean, they literally had the Queen's Corgi as a wax figure in Madame Tussauds, and all the guys from the Marvel movie.
Wait, now I have to ask you, as a current Corgi owner, which I think you might know, like, does a wax Corgi look like the real thing?
Yeah, it does. I'll send you a photo a bit later. It definitely does. I don't know how long it takes for these people to, you know, create these figures, but I mean, they had Dua Lipa, they had Anthony Joshua, the boxer, they had, you know, Sadiq Khan, the mayor of London. It's just so interesting. I think they move around. The new one there was Harry Styles that just been unveiled. I mean, if you didn't, you know, maybe in the picture have like the logo or something, you'd think it's the real person in some photos. So, yeah, it seems like it's a world-class project. They even had a special section for all the serial killers of England, which was quite funny because you get in like a a taxi con, and it takes you around a bit of a roller coaster, and you're seeing people chopping off heads and stuff. So they've got a good sense of humor.
That's kind of interesting. I mean, okay, I'm definitely going to have to tweet out a picture of a wax corgi. But I mean, my impression of Merlin's of Swords, because I've never been, but it was always like, okay, well, you sort of walk around and there are these wax figures and it's very kind of museum-like. But the way you're describing it, it sounds like they've sort of tried to make things the experience a little bit more interactive.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it obviously appeals largely to kids. I mean, there was even a 4DX type movie, just, you know, which is part of your ticket, where it shows you the Marvel characters as if they were in Madame Swords and found their copies, you know, and you wear like special glasses. So it is very interactive. They're trying to do things. You can sit with the models, you can take photos. There's with the musicians, you actually push buttons and Ed Sheeran plays a different song. So I think it's a great thing for kids, and I suppose that's what you need, you know, in big cities like London. But it did cost £60, which I luckily got a free ticket.
£60. I'm trying to do that math in my head. That's a very, very serious ticket. I mean, I imagine that must be one of the big issues about traveling the aisles at the moment. It's just, I mean, the pound in particular versus the rand is just abominable.
Yeah, so that, I mean, it feels like when you're there, the rand should probably be 10 to the pound. Because, I mean, if you go into a bar in London, so it's not other parts of UK, but in like a London, it's going to cost you about £7 for a draft of beer, or £6.50. It's similar price in euros in Dublin. You know, there are cheaper ways. You can get like £3 beers. But you said, I mean, if it's costing you 70 rand, it might feel stomachable. But when it's costing you like close to 200 rand for a beer, it just feels very strange. But food is definitely quite cheap in the UK. You can get by on groceries and takeaways.
That's very interesting. Now, talk to us a little bit about Ireland. It's not a place I've ever been. Sometimes gets a bit of a bad rap in the Jewish community for being very political and anti-Jewish. But I mean, like, what is there to see and what is the life like there that people might be interested in?
So, I mean, Ireland's, you know, really nice in the sense that Dublin is 2 million-ish people, I think, in the city. It feels like there's more space than a London. You know, London's a bit overwhelming because it's just so busy. You know, perhaps the Irish are a little bit more friendly. I mean, you know, in London, you can ask people where things are and they'll probably help you. But this one, the Irish, you know, there seems to have, again, there's a bit of a joy of life. I like to go out a lot. I mean, the bars open till about 11 on a Sunday night. They're playing traditional music and some. You know, I went to Temple Bar, which is obviously the tourist trap bar, but it's beautiful with all this design. I think it's the most visited bar in the world. And it's full of American tourists because they think they're from Ireland. So, you know, so there's a running joke that even your dog is related to Americans, you know, if you have an Irish dog. Yeah, so I just think it's, you know, a lot of people walk around a lot there. It's safe. The pubs are excellent. Also, you know, you can find music all over the place and the Irish can sing. I don't know when these people work. I assume during the week. And in terms of, you know, the whole thing with Israel Palestine, I did see obviously a few Palestinian flags around. I mean, I think you see them in any major city, but it wasn't necessarily totally in your face. I mean, there was a protest. I think like the week after they were protesting a ceasefire, but when I'd already left, and I saw a couple of Ukraine flags. People running literally with Ukraine flags in the parks in London and Ireland. So maybe that's quiet protest, but yeah, again, you wouldn't think you're in a very political country necessarily, but I assume that they do mobilize from time to time and get on the streets.
We're talking to Alistair Anderson today. He's our cultural correspondent, just having returned from the British Isles. I'm Benji Shulman. This is 101.9 Chai FM.
This is the New Blue Review with Benji Shulman.
101.9 Chai FM, talking to our culture vulture, Alistair Anderson. Now, Alistair, you definitely got a feeling that Joburg is coming back to life. It's the spring season, the arts really out there this weekend with Night of a Thousand Drawings and the FNB Art Fair coming out. So definitely a few things happening in the city to keep people busy towards the end of the year.
I think so. You know, South Africans are very proud to say that we only really have two seasons. They say summer's already begun, even though it's September. And I mean, I think we had great weather this weekend. But yeah, it seems like things are starting to happen. There's actually a concert happening in the middle of October at the Wanderers with Top Loader coming to play. So they did Dancing in the Moonlight, as well as East 17, which is a boy band from the early 90s from the UK. Interesting that The Wanderers is having a concert. It's like called a 90s fest. But that's happening, I think it's the 15th, if I'm right, of October. Sorry, the 12th of October. And then there's also Venga Boys and a whole bunch of early 90s acts coming out here again at the end of the month.
Wow, the Venga Boys. My gosh. I don't think they could possibly be boys anymore. It's like more like the Venga, I don't know. Slightly older Venga people.
Men, yeah. But as I said, I think last time they came here, they sold out. So South Africans do love to go out to live shows.
Yes. And in fact, these boy bands have been pretty popular. I don't know who else. I don't know if it was Westlife that was out here.
I think Westlife's come twice,
yeah.
If I'm mistaken. Backstreet Boys sold out like 4 shows. Yeah, they have to add shows. So yeah, people love nostalgia, but again, you know, an international show is just often very good. You know, so it's worth your ticket, even if it's not necessarily your favorite thing. And of course, we also have Brickist is going to have to fight again, and hopefully he'll be fighting in South Africa. We just don't know where yet, but yeah, there you go. Hopefully before the end of the year.
Yeah, we're very interesting to see if Drickus has done it. Suddenly the UFC thing has become a big deal. He's a great brand ambassador for it. So that's great. If you're looking for art, if you're looking for live music, if you're looking for someone to punch someone's lights out, you can get it all in Johannesburg. And you can get it from Alistair Anderson, who, Alistair, just mazel tov on your recent award for his property website. So well done for that. And thanks for joining us on the show today.
Thanks so much. Yeah, Property Flash won an award at the Sapoa Property Conference last week, so I'll be very happy about that. That's propertyflash.co.za. And even our own property sector is a little bit more positive. I think people are praying that interest rates come down very soon, in a few weeks, this week, next week. And yeah, that the economy kind of pumps with it. Just hold on to your GNU, I suppose.
Yes, a little bit of spring optimism never hurts anyone. There we go. Alistair Anderson, our regular vulture culture man, flying in from the UK to be with us on the show today. Brings us to the end of the show. Thank you to everyone who joins us to make it happen. Craig, who pushes all the big red buttons. Vusi, who's on the sound. And to you, dear listener, who joins us every single week. Do join us again next week on the New Blue Review.